What are the 2015 crop prospects? Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Beat in-season stress and deliver needed nutrition with Megafol and Coron. This complete foliar nutrition combination is the perfect prescription for better plant health, stress relief, and maximizing full yield potential. Ask your retailer or Helena representative for details about this in-season solution. We'll have more coming up right after this word. The USDA reports due out on Tuesday will provide a clearer estimate of what's planted. Purdue ag economist Chris Hurt says the crop may not be as large as earlier thought. He tells Brownfield's Megan Grebner that thoughts of any grain shortage were distant in the winter and spring. He says the planting season got off to a good start, but Mother Nature is giving a reminder that she'll have the final say.
Eastern Corn Belt clearly has water difficulties. The two-week out forecast continues to look very wet for the Missouri through Ohio area. The southeastern United States has had a lot of heat, certainly can get short on moisture very rapidly. The prairie provinces of Canada have been way too dry. If we just see that dryness move into the northern Great Plains, Minnesota, and Iowa, we still could have a lot of dynamics from Mother Nature weather jeopardizing some of this yield.
Hurt says the markets have only recently taken into account the possibilities of what the weather may do to limit the yield of the crop this fall.
There's vulnerabilities this year from the flooding and drowned out areas and just excessive wetness. And what we see is, of course, that does help raise prices, but we have concentrated losses in those flooded areas.
The problems of too much water range not only from Missouri to Ohio, but also south into Arkansas and westward into Oklahoma.
This is the hard winter wheat crop that we're dealing with. This is harvest time. It's going to be the soft crop, winter crop as we get into Missouri, southern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. And again, I think we've got a lot of weather vulnerabilities.
The summer's just beginning, so Hurt says there's a lot of time for the crop to be hurt by changing weather. His recommendation is to extend the time period in which producers can market their grain.
You do that with storage, the opportunity to not just look at the prices we have now, but a longer period of time where we have more opportunity to get more adjustment on lowering supply out in the world, continuing to build demand. Remember, low prices do build demand, and they discourage people on the supply side. So I think it's a hopeful message, but we've got a lot of adjustment to do in agriculture, adjusting to these lower prices. And I think that reality has really set in with farmers all across the Midwest.
Purdue ag economist Chris Hurt was interviewed by Brownfield's Megan Grebner. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield, Ag News for America.